Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
The longest month on record is finally over. It's May 1st. We made it out of April 2020, y'all. It's May 1st. Yes. Thank you. We are here. I want to start with some numbers that Mayor Muriel Bowser passed on about what's going on in the district with regard to COVID-19. And I have a reason for doing this, okay? But today we had 335 new cases reported yesterday. Sadly, 7 people lost their lives. And I just want to encourage everybody to continue what we are doing, social distancing, only really going outside for that quick jolt of exercise, getting your car and drive around. It's going to be nice this weekend. But you all, we got to stay in this thing together, and we got to keep staying apart. These numbers, 335 new cases just yesterday, right? Can we all do this?
Yeah? Let's do it. Okay. Let's do it. Ready? Break.
Let's go ahead and do this. I want to talk about something that happened on the Wendy Williams show today that was super awkward. We talked about it on the show, and I want to get your take on it. Is when you're a cheater, are you always a cheater? Basically, Wendy jumped all over Ray J because he's talking about his issues that he's had with his wife, Princess Love. Here's a little bit of it.
Yeah, you can convince the kids, but us as adults who watch you, I mean, you've discussed your problems on TV. Ray J, what is your problem?
You know, we did the conversation on the Zeus Network because we already are on TV, and we felt like us being our own therapist, you know, we tried it. We felt like if we just tried to give it a shot, did it help?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
I mean, I appreciate it.
No. I'll tell you what. Crying. It didn't help because it shows that she's a good mom and she's tried to be there for you. She's put up with more than she needs to. And it shows that you're the type of man who will never be faithful.
You know.
Oh, yikes. Mm. So once a cheater, always a cheater. What's the consensus in this room and in the studio?
No.
No? Once a cheater, not always a cheater?
No.
Okay, that's the men. Okay, cool.
Glad to
hear from you.
Jesus can change things, so yes.
Okay. All right. And did Miss Wendy come way too hard for Ray J? That's still out for debate, so I want to talk about that a little bit later. But as much as I don't want to, we've got to talk about Joe Biden. We have to talk about what's going on in these recent developments. He has been accused of a pretty serious sexual assault that happened back in 1993, and it's come up again, and it came up on the TV shows. Here's a little bit of the interview.
She says in 1993, Mr. Vice President, that you pinned her against the wall and reached under her clothing and penetrated her with your fingers. Would you please go on the record with the American people? Did you sexually assault Tara Reid?
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
So Tara Reid, she is a former Senate aide, and she was working there with Joe Biden back in 1993. The founder of the Me Too movement has said that Joe Biden, even with these allegations, it can be accountable and also electable at the same time. Remember, he is the Democratic nominee for the presidency of the United States.
What does that mean?
It means he's the only one running against Donald
Trump.
Right,
accountable and electable. What does that mean?
I think it means that let's try to pretend that these allegations, he says he didn't do it. So let's move past this is what the general consensus is.
But accountable means that you take responsibility for it.
But
so
that's the thing.
Or not, he answered it.
He has 38 accusers against him, and he said he takes responsibility for nothing. But yet and still he's
that's
president.
That's unaccountable and electable. See, there's a difference.
Well, he did answer to it.
Okay. And
And to be clear, Joe Biden has said he did not do it. It's absolutely untrue. So he has answered it. I think that's what she means by accountable for it. Mm. But I want to know what you think about it. I mean, this is really heavy stuff. And what happens if he is taken out of this? What happens next for the Democratic Party? Call us 202-432-WHUR.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.